Well, if you're watching the Oscars from home this Sunday, you'll probably get a better view than some people who are in the auditorium in Hollywood, but you won't get what the nominees get, a swag bag filled with $85,000 worth of goodies. There are trips to Las Vegas and Hawaii, a walking tour of Japan, high-end pet food, and a drain wig. Jennifer Briggs is the inventor of it. She joins us now from KBYU in Provo, Utah. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us what the drain wig is.
Okay, well, the drain wig, it prevents hair clogs in the shower drain. So it has a little flower on the top that sits on top of the drain. And it has this stainless steel chain in the middle with these little rubber whiskers that go down the chain. And you simply insert it over the top cover of the drain. And you leave it in the drain for, 3 to 5 months, depending on how much hair you lose. And you just let it sit there, and it will collect all that hair that goes down the drain. And it literally slides out of the smallest little hole like a rat, right out and into the trash.
3 to 5 months you leave it down there?
Yeah, you can. You can leave it 3 to 5 months. In my house, I have 5 daughters with long hair, including myself. We change it every 2 months.
So what gave you the idea to get it put into the bag at the Oscars that will go to the nominees?
Yeah, okay, this is cool. So we were at the Chicago Home and Houseware Show where I literally just launched my product. And there were a few women that were together in a group, and they're walking down the aisle, and I grabbed them. I was in the inventor section, and I grabbed them, and I started talking to them, and they were from the Grommet. And they listened to my story, and they loved it, and they said, you know what? We want to sell your product. We're huge champions of inventors. Well, they have a relationship with the agency who puts together the gift bags for the nominees at the Oscars. And she contacted us and said, hey, you guys should do this. And we were like, yeah.
Why?
Why did you
want to do that?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, okay? And for me to have this opportunity to be in the Oscar swag bag is like, I never in my wildest dreams would have ever guessed that I would even be even close to be nominated, or I'm not nominated, but asked to have my drain wig in a bag like that. Really. I mean, these are Hollywood actresses. They lose hair. They have the, embarrassing problem of clogged drains. And for me to have my little product that is such a simple, little, inexpensive solution to everybody's problem be put in a bag like that is incredible. I mean, words can't express how exciting that was for me.
And you actually have to pay to make that happen, right?
Yeah, you do. We paid $2,000 to have it put in. We didn't even ask my husband. He's a co-creator, and we didn't even ask his permission. We were like, yes, we'll pay the $2,000 and put our drain wig in this bag. Yeah, that was like a no-brainer.
And how much is your product valued at?
Oh, okay, this was the funny part. $12.95. For two of them. But it was embarrassing because, you read the list of like the 2013 and all those, the value of all those gifts that were put in that bag. And I was like, $12,000, $14,000 value. And I write down $12.95. But you get two, and you know what? It solves a problem that everybody has. So I'm proud of it.
Do you have any plans to sneak into one of the bags and try to make your way into the Oscars so you could see them in person?
Oh, yeah. Can I fit? I wish. It would be awesome.
Then it would be worth even more than $85,000.
Oh, yeah. It'd be way worth it.
Jennifer Briggs, co-founder of The Drain Wig, which will be in all of the goodie bags that are going to the nominees at this year's Academy Awards. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art. New shows on view now by artists William Kentridge and Nick Cave, ICABoston.org.